When Macs break, we're here to fix them. Hello, I'm Leo Laporte, and welcome to Mac Break. It's time for our Mac Gems segment with the wonderful Jason Snell from Macworld Magazine.
Hey, Leo.
You've had some great, fun software. What do you have for us today?
This is a little bit weird, but it's cool. It's called Moru. And it's $10 from
a
company
Japanese?
Called Windstorm Software. No, it's not. Windstorm.com,
okay.
I think, or WindstormSoftware.com.
Okay.
What is it, you may ask?
Yeah, what is
it? It's Spotlight. It's an interface to Spotlight, but it's better than Spotlight. Because,
okay,
you know, Spotlight basically gives you a window and you got to type stuff. And
then
behind the scenes, Spotlight kind of like tries to figure out what you're doing. But it's very hard to do an advanced search query. Moru is all about advanced search queries. So, you know, it's an app, but it's attached to Spotlight. It's doing Spotlight searches. It's got here, we've got 11 pre-built Spotlight searches.
And I like it. They're command key associated.
Yeah, so you can just pop them in there, and it does the quick thing. It saves your old one. It tells you how many
modified
it found
last day.
But the beauty is, when you make a new smart group, what Moru calls a smart group, you can do lots of advanced things, including some ands and ors, like find this name or that name, which you can't do in Spotlight, at least not easily. Because what it's doing is it's put a nice interface on top of Spotlight, and then in the background it's writing one of these incredibly complicated Spotlight queries in code.
Right.
Spotlight can do advanced searches.
Right.
It can do or and not and stuff like that.
But they don't let you.
But they don't let you do it in that little Spotlight window. Right. So Moru lets you do it, and then you save it. It shows up here. And this is great. I've got like certain PDFs that we get for the magazine, right? And they've got a certain name, but the name is slightly different from month to month.
Right.
And there's some certain characteristics of it. And so I have a Moru smart group. It's got like four or five rules. It's this or this and this, but not this. You put it all together.
Wow.
And then you save it, and you've got access to it within Moru. So, you know, it's like Spotlight supersized.
Well, and it's only $10.
And
so
it's $10, and it's a really nice interface.
Though, right?
You can try it for free for 30 days.
Right.
And, you know, it's really good if you're somebody who gets frustrated because Spotlight is just not
powerful
enough. Yeah, I know. I love those smart folders, but
right.
But then I think, well, wait a second. It needs to be this or this.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck.
A little bit more.
And Moru, you can go to town.
Very sophisticated. Very cool. M-O-R-U from Wind?
Windstorm Software.
Software. All right.
Yeah.
$10. And that's Jason Snell from Macworld.com, Macworld Magazine.
And that's Leo.
News storms. I'm Leo. And
if
this
you didn't know.
Is Mac Break. It's Mac Break time. I'm Leo Laporte, and with me for another Mac gem from Macworld Magazine, it's John Seff. He's senior news editor at Macworld Magazine. John, welcome.
Thanks.
You've got a cool toy for us?
Yeah, today we've got VLC, which is short for Video LAN Client.
This is an amazing program, written by some French schoolboys.
Yeah. So, you know, QuickTime Player is great. I mean, it can play lots of media types, but it doesn't play everything.
Not everything.
A lot of times you launch an application, you know, you double-click on a file, it opens up in QuickTime, and it says, I don't know what to do with this file. I can't play it.
Right.
Here, go to this website. And you go there, and you still can't find the codec you need to decode it and play it back. In those cases, VLC plays almost everything. Every file you find, something you download on the web, something a friend sends you, something that a Windows friend sends you that plays fine on Windows but doesn't play on the Mac, VLC pretty much plays
very
it all.
Cool. Now, because on the Intels, you don't yet have the plugin, what's it called, for a Windows Media Player, this would actually be very helpful, right? Is it dual binary, universal binary?
They're actually doing something interesting. There's actually two versions of the application now. There is a PowerPC and there is an Intel version of it.
Oh, cool. So you don't even need a dual binary, you just get the one that's right for
you. Right, you just download the one that you need.
Will it play Windows Media Player files?
It will sometimes play Windows Media files. You can't always count on that, but things like DivX files, which is a very popular format for.
Do I have to download the DivX codec, or is
no?
It
you don't need anything. It just handles it, and it's really nice too that the player is totally customizable. You can go into the preferences, and you can. It's a little bit geeky, but you can pretty much decide, you know, what kind of audio and video stuff you want to enable. You can customize the interface, the hotkeys. You can say, you know, if I press right arrow, I want it to jump forward by 1 second, left by back by 1 second, and there's advanced things. And one of the really cool things about this is before the QuickTime player, before DVD player in OS X supported multi-channel output, so if you hooked up to surround sound speakers, you could only do stereo output. VLC allowed you to do multi-channel output even before QuickTime did. So I keep this on my system along with QuickTime, of course. But VLC is just indispensable.
And the good news is, it's free!
It's free.
The Video LAN Client, so if Flip for Mac was what I was trying to remember.
Right.
Until they come out with Flip for Mac for the Intel, this might be another alt. Certainly worth having on your desktop.
Yeah, it's free, and videoland.org, and, I wouldn't live without it.
Windows and Linux clients, too, as a matter
of fact. Oh, they've got them for
everything.
Things I've never even heard of.
That's John Seff. He's the senior news editor for Macworld Magazine. Read him and the Mac Gems online at macworld.com or pick up your copy every day on the newsstand. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us on Mac Break. Yes, it's time once again for Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte, and ladies and gentlemen, here he is, John Seff from Macworld Magazine with another great Mac gem for us. What do you have this time?
So I know you back up your music, and I back up my music, but not everybody does.
No.
And sometimes your system crashes, sometimes you lose everything.
And by the way, you're not going to get it again from iTunes.
You download it once from iTunes. That's it. And even if you ripped your own CDs,
that's a lot of work
to go back and do it again. So this little piece of software is called iPod Disk. And what it does is it lets you mount your iPod as if it were a server
on
your computer.
So you have an iPod plugged in right now.
There's an iPod plugged
in
here.
We can see it on the desktop as the video iPod, but if you use iPod Disk, it also looks like
a disk. It looks like any other server you would connect to. And your computer crashes, but all your music on your iPod, how do you get it back? Apple doesn't have an official way of doing that
There are a lot of programs like iPod Rip and Sanuti that'll do this, but this is kind of cool because you actually are navigating the disk.
It's a little different than those other ones. Sanuti is great, but this takes a different approach where it shows you, as if it were a disk, everything, your albums, artists, genres, playlists, they're all within folders, and it's a regular Finder view. And
How would you restore it? Would you back it up, or would you copy it?
Anything you want to copy.
Just drag it over.
All you do is you just drag it over.
Now, if you've ever used the terminal to look at the contents of an iPod, it doesn't look like this. They're doing some translation here, and this is great.
The files are kind of hidden, to keep that from happening. But with this, you can just drag stuff back onto the desktop or back into iTunes.
Well, this is slick.
And you can even use the Finder search box to search for the files that you want because it's seeing it just as if it were a disk. And when you're done, all you do is you unmount that, it goes away, and then you're left with your iPod like before.
In a traditional iPod.
Exactly. Yeah. And then whatever you copied off is now back on your computer, you've restored or retrieved whatever you may have lost in a crash.
iPod disk, how much is that?
It's free.
Ah, I like that. So get your copy. We have a link on right now on the screen, of course, on the website, or go to the Mac Gems column on macworld.com. And I thank you, John.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us on Mac Break. It's time for another Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte. With us, John Seff, senior news editor from Macworld Magazine, with another Mac Gem. What do you have for us today?
Today we got something called Default Apps, and it's actually a system preference.
Okay.
So it goes in your other preference panes and system preferences. You click on it, and what it gives you is it gives you a way to configure your system for all of the default applications to run things. The first one is, probably one of the most useful people. It's the internet. What application is going to launch when you click a link? For email, when you have an email link,
this is the program Apple left out. I don't know why they didn't include this with the operating system.
And a lot of these things can be configured in other ways.
Well, you have to go to Safari to change the default browser, even if you're changing it to Firefox. You have to go to Mail to change the default email, even if you're changing it to Entourage. So it's kind of a pain.
Exactly. And with this, you can change all those very simply.
Right.
But then you get to decide what happens, the first time you connect a camera. It says, what do you want to do every time you connect your camera? What if you change your mind? Well, you can say now that I want to launch iPhoto or I want to launch image capture.
Great.
Same thing with blank DVDs or blank CDs. Do you want to launch iTunes or do you just want to have it mounted on the desktop?
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's lots more. You can see all these little tabs up here. You can decide based on the file extension. Just a little of this information here because there's a lot of different.
So this is almost like in Windows where you have a library of file associations. This you can change the file associations for all kinds of extensions.
Exactly. You can change the extension, the MIME type, the file type.
Wow.
All that stuff. You can say, I don't want this to open in program A. Right. I want to open in program B. And you set everything in here. And anytime you want to go back, you just go back to your system preferences. And it's always there.
It's called Default Apps. How much is it?
It's also free.
Wow. I really like that. The program Apple should have put in OS X but forgot to. Default Apps. A link on the page right now and also on the show notes and also on the MacGems column at macworld.com, where there are lots more great tips like this one. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Leo Laporte. Thank you for being here on MacBreak.